First person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. In this classic piece, Leah Srifter observes true love.
Some 25 years ago, I was making most of my living being a full-time babysitter. Ricky was my main charge. Just 3 years old, he still wasn't saying very much, but he was a big blonde bruiser with a thing for country music. The way he swung his young butt, he was quite the eye-catching dancer. I used to take Ricky to swimming lessons at Harvey West Park. We entered the pool area through the women's locker room. That's where Ricky developed a serious crush on a mature woman with a golden heart. She was always showering when we came through, soaping down roll upon roll of her enormous belly, like some fastidious cartoon walrus. Her pendulous breasts rippled as they swung to her navel. Filled with joy, he always paused in his tracks and stared unabashedly at the bathing beauty. Embarrassed by what I assumed to be Ricky's socially inappropriate behavior, I tried to hurry him through the locker room. After 3 weeks of me prodding him through, the gracious lady waved to him with a wide smile. "There's my boyfriend," she laughed. Though he spoke not a word, Ricky's blue eyes twinkled, and he returned her smile with his admiring grin. After that, I ceased rushing him and let him linger while he feasted his eyes on the fascinating woman. I was reminded that just as the colors of our eyes and the shapes of our bodies are different, falling in love is unique to each one of us.
Leah Srifter is a professional musician and author. This program is produced by Lori Korn and Margie Kern Marshall.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?